Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. More than a year out from the 2020 election, candidates for Georgia's two Senate races are raising some big money. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Republican Senator David Perdue brought in about $2.5 million for his reelection campaign and has more than $6 million in the bank. The four Democrats vying to replace him raised over $2 million combined in the last quarter. Former 6th Congressional District candidate John Ossoff brought in the most at over $800,000, followed by Sarah Riggs-Amico, Teresa Tomlinson, and Ted Terry. Democrat Matt Lieberman, the only declared candidate in the special election to replace Johnny Isaacson next fall, raised about $250,000 in this quarter since entering the race in October. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The U.S. Surgeon General was in Macon this week to talk about some grassroots efforts to fight opioid overdoses. But as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the conversation also took on other healthcare issues.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams told medical residents and others that everyone should carry and be prepared to deliver naloxone, the drug that can stop an opioid overdose. But the questions after the speech at the medical center at Navicent Health were around maternal death rates, gun violence, and lack of access to insulin. As he did with opioid abuse, Adams prescribed community-based solutions to those issues.
You would never design a healthcare system the way ours is designed if your goal was to deliver health. But I do think there are ways forward out there, and I think it's going to take everyone in this room demanding a better pathway forward for folks.
Adams says he plans on issuing an official advisory on maternal health care next year. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Reality TV personalities Todd and Julie Chrisley have filed a federal lawsuit against a Georgia tax official. The lawsuit claims Joshua Waits, who is director of the Georgia Department of Revenue's Office of Special Investigations, targeted Todd Chrisley's estranged daughter and improperly shared a confidential tax information to try to get compromising information. The Chrisleys last month reached an agreement to settle allegations that they failed to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in Georgia income taxes. The Chrisleys have pleaded not guilty to separate federal charges, some involving taxes.